You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Guided Whispers, Insights with Robin.
Robin.
Live from RobinWolf.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Guided Whispers
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday, 2 days before Thanksgiving. I hope everyone's ready. This is Robin from Asheville, North Carolina, your evidential medium, your psychic, your animal communicator, and mentor. Here to do a reading if anybody is interested in having one. And while I'm waiting, I thought it would be a great time to discuss next week, because next week is the full moon, and it's the December full moon, which I think is super important. Because for me, the December full moon is all about reflecting on the past year, contemplating what I've learned, contemplating what and who I need to let go of. So I think it's important, and I do this. I do a lot of journaling on the December full moon. I prepare myself for all the new beginnings and all the gifts that I'm going to receive in 2026. So I suggest that you do the same if you're interested. For me, it's all about connecting with my spirit, with my loved ones, my past loved ones' spirit. And it's just about connecting with people in the area, journaling, making a vision board, setting my goals. You can do all of these things by yourself or with friends. And I highly recommend it. If I can help with anything, you know how to reach me. And now, Melissa from Arkansas is here. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
How are you? I am very well. How are you?
I am doing fine, honey.
Good, good. What can I do for you today?
Just a general, honey, if you don't mind, please.
Of course. So I am going to shuffle tarot cards. And while I'm doing that, just think about what's going on in your world. And if you have any specific questions, please feel free to shout out and stop me and ask.
All right.
Because I don't, we only have a few minutes, 10 minutes, maybe a little bit more than 10 minutes.
Right.
So.
I apologize. There seems to be a little delay. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. I was apologizing. It's probably on my end.
I don't know. It could be on both ends. So I am shuffling. So concentrate on you for 2 minutes, not for 2 minutes, for 2 seconds. And let me see what I come up with. Okay. So what I'm picking up for you. So I am picking up that you have been doing your own manifesting lately. I feel like you are really working on your own journey. I feel like you're at a place where there's no real yes or no answer to a few different things.
That way.
Yeah. And I feel like you're starting to see the grays in between the yeses and the nos, if that makes sense.
Yes, ma'am.
And you do have some new beginnings coming and that you're working on. And one of them I do feel like is finances. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like you're about to start. I don't feel like this is romantic. I feel like this is more work. And I feel like you're about to start embark on a new partnership. Does that make any sense for you?
No, but hopefully it will.
Okay. Now, I'm not getting romantic partnership because I feel the finances. And I right. feel like, are you involved with nursing or something in the medical world?
No, honey, it just seems that that's always just been what I have had to do. I've just been a caregiver for family and friends, and I've lost a lot and cared for them. Yeah.
Okay. That's why I'm picking up on that. So I feel like it's time for you to, I know this is going to sound, I hope it doesn't sound harsh, but I'm not telling you to walk away from friends or family that you've been helping. But you do have a big heart, and I do feel like it's time for you to live your life the way you are meant to live it. Now, like I said, I'm not telling you to walk away from family. I know it's important and friends, but I am saying it's time for you to figure out who you want to be and what you want to do. And this next chapter is yours. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it sure does. I understand completely.
Okay. I don't feel like you're worried about finances, but I do feel like you're thinking about it. And it's almost like you're thinking, not overthinking, but thinking about your next step. And I do feel it's time for you to live. Travel where you want to travel, go where you want to go. But I do feel like there's a friend out there, a good friend. It could be a partner, but I'm feeling more like a friend who supports you in so many different ways that he or she is ready to support you with all of your ideas, whether it's emotional support or financial support. I don't feel like it's financial support, but I do feel like it's listening. You know, you listen to everybody, and now it's time for someone to listen to you. And it's time for you to really figure out what it is that you want. I do feel like you have a big heart, and that you've been giving it away to everyone. And I'm not telling you not to, but I do feel like you might want to consider maybe doing some Reiki training or doing some sort of healing like that, healing modality, because I feel like you have a very high vibration and that you want to help people, especially now. And so I do feel like it's time for you to do that and possibly build a business around it. I also feel like... Okay. I don't know if you read tarot cards or oracle cards, but I do feel like you're very psychic, and I do feel like you trust yourself. So I'm definitely getting new beginnings for you. And I feel like within the next 3 months, you are going to start your new beginnings and really, really focus on you and your world.
I feel it's time.
Yeah, it's definitely time. You've been patient with everyone, but now it's time to be patient with yourself, but trust yourself. I do feel like you have quite a bit of stories to tell. And I don't know, I'm just getting research. Take some classes if you can, whether it's online or in person or both. And really move forward, because I really am getting the healer in you. I know I can't see you, but I feel a lot of green, which is for me around your heart and your head. And it's time. But I'm also feeling communication and creativity. Do you have an art background?
No, ma'am. It's funny because my mother was talented in any and everything she done. And we've all laughed. It skipped all three of us kids and went to the grandkids.
Well, that's a good thing. But I do feel like if it's not art, though, it is something creative. And I just keep hearing stories. Like you have stories to tell. Yeah. stories to write.
Boy, do I.
Yeah, and I feel like that might be another way to help other people. Because even though you may not be a caregiver anymore, you're not going to walk away. I really don't think you can walk away from helping people. I just don't think it's in your blood. I think it's just who you are. And telling the stories that have made you who you are today could help another human, could help a group of people. So I do see that as a possibility of something you may want to embark on, because I just feel like your journey, it's not over, it's just beginning. And I feel like you have a couple of like stakes to put in the ground to say, hey, this is what I want, this is where I want to be. Does that make any sense?
Yes, ma'am, it makes perfect sense.
Do you have any questions? I just want to make sure if you have a question, I answer it.
I don't believe so, honey. I think you pretty well answered them all.
Okay. So I'm getting...
Sounds great.
I'm getting dig your heels in and use the month of December to really figure out what and where you want to be in 2026. Again, I just feel like you're going to use everything you've learned and everything you've done your entire life, not just your adult life, or your before your grandkids came, because I really do feel like it's your time now. This is, you know, you need to be who you want to be. And I don't feel like anybody's going to hurt you.
I asked the other day if there was ever going to be a time when it was my time. So
yeah, and I think it's your, and I feel like your family, whether they're your kids or your grandkids, I think everybody would agree that it's time for Melissa to travel or see the world or do what Melissa wants to do.
Yes.
And I don't know, I still keep seeing studying or taking a class here and there, whether it's, you know, online or I don't know what's in your area. I'm really hearing online, but I do feel like it's time and to write your story. And I do feel like there's a grandchild who would want to help you. I don't know how old your grandchildren are, but I do feel like one of them is older, like a teenager, older, not like 2 years old. And I feel like this grandchild would want to help you with either the artwork or helping you tell the story. I feel like you have a lot of people on your side. And you just have, like, you have your family is loves you dearly. And they will support you in whatever you want.
It's dwindled down awful small, but that's good to hear.
I am sure.
I think we've all experienced that.
Yes, unfortunately, we have. I agree.
Yeah, it's part of life, isn't it?
Yes. But I do wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving. And
you
just
as well.
Pay attention to you. This is your time.
Thank you, and sweetheart. I appreciate it very much.
Have a good holiday.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I wish everyone a great holiday.